There's no end in sight for Philadelphia City workers on strike, and one of the non-economic issues on the table is the ability for blue-collar workers to live outside the city. D.C. head Greg Boulware says his union members should have the option.
When the city has a difficulty hiring for a position, one of the first things they do is offer either a bonus or a residency waiver. Well, we don't want any bonuses. We want percentage increases, but we'll take the residency if they agree to it.
The police and fire unions won the ability for those with 5 or more years of service to move outside Philadelphia through binding arbitration. However, the DC 33 union contract is negotiated between the union and the city as opposed to being arbitrated. Looks like construction of a high-rise apartment tower on the Philadelphia waterfront isn't going anywhere fast. However, in spite of stalling, the project has produced tens of thousands of artifacts. WHYY's Peter Crimmins has more.
Hundreds of years ago, the now vacant lot at Vine Street and Delaware Avenue near the foot of the Ben Franklin Bridge was a busy shipping port, and for the last 50 years, it's been a parking lot. The construction firm Durst bought it in 2020 and started digging a foundation for a planned 25-story apartment complex. An archaeological firm monitored the excavation to see if anything of interest emerged. The apartment building never happened. Durst put the project on indefinite hold due to finances. But the dig came up with foundations of shops, warehouses, and 150,000 objects. Glass tumblers, ceramic bowls, redware pottery, and hand tools reflect the long history of manufacturing, shipping, and warehousing. Archaeologists with the firm AECOM cataloged all those objects and are now donating them to the Pennsylvania Historical and Museum Commission. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
In sports, Philly split a doubleheader with the Padres Wednesday. They lost the first game 6-4 and beat San Diego in the nightcap 5-1. Fightins get a day off today ahead of their home series against the Reds, which begins tomorrow. It's WHYY.